Well, we are safer because of the actions this administration and Congress have taken, backed up by brave Americans in the military, intelligence agencies, and law enforcement agencies. But recently, there has been another politically motivated, selected leak of classified information, regrettably. I'm talking about the National Intelligence Estimate, a fraction of which was reported on in the New York Times and, I believe, misinterpreted. Beside the fact that leaks of this nature 6 weeks before elections are clearly politically inspired, these leaks are also illegal, and they make the jobs of our intelligence agency operatives even more difficult. For example, how can intelligence operatives report on the strengths and weaknesses of our allies when those conclusions will be spread on the record? Our policymakers need to know, but what good is it to tell the world what we think about people we depend upon? That said, I have read the NIE in question. It is not what the paper, some on the other side in the media say it is. Now, some of our Democratic colleagues would like the Americans to believe that the document confirms what the Democrats believe, that the war in Iraq is simply a distraction from and has nothing to do with the war on terror. And that is the reason for the growth of radical Islam. This is simply a pitiful election year misinterpretation of a serious document. It's clear that critics want Americans to have only a portion of the truth. That's unfortunate. But that's what happens when some people simply see intelligence matters as another tool to aid them in the fall elections. Like I said, Mr. President, I've seen the NIE, lengthy 35-page document, still remains classified, so we cannot discuss its contents, although the President has just announced that some of it will soon be declassified. Although it's a shame that dishonorable leakers have put us in this position, I believe that declassifying the relevant portions of it so the American people will have a more balanced perspective on what the document truly says is necessary. The fact is, the war on Iraq is a central front in the struggle against radical Islamists. Our successes in Afghanistan and Iraq have made us much safer in our homeland. There have been no attacks since 9/11. We have destroyed their safe havens. We have interrogated detainees, tracked terrorist financing, and listened on al-Qaeda calls into the United States, all followed up by agency, law enforcement, and military personnel. At first, the Democrats argued that Iraq had nothing to do with the global war on terror. Now they're grasping at selectively leaked portions of an NIE to say that Iraq is central to terrorism because of our efforts there. You can't have it both ways. Does Iraq or doesn't Iraq have something to do with the war on terror? It's clear that it does. Iraq supported terrorists before the war, and terrorists are there now. Iraq was a state sponsor of terrorism and paid the families of suicide bombers. Whatever one believes about how we got where we are now, one thing is clear. The war in Iraq and the global war on terror are part and parcel of the same thing. Now, some maybe on the other side of the aisle, some in the media may try to use selected leaks and political spin and half-truths cynically to win votes in the election. But their efforts grossly distort reality. If we win in Iraq, moderate Islam wins, and bin Laden and other extremists will have been handed a sound defeat with profound repercussions. The terrorists realize that. That's why they are there, and that's why we're fighting them on their turf before they have the opportunity to regroup and assault us on our turf. There is no way the United States can afford to let the terrorists have their way in Iraq. And that means we cannot cut and run or establish a politically driven withdrawal date before Iraq's security forces can control the country. Were we to do that, and were the place to fall into chaos, from which not only would sectarian strife arise, but which would become a training ground and a feeding ground for terrorists once again, they would be emboldened, just as they were emboldened after we pulled out of Somalia. That, the sign of weakness, is the sign for terrorists to get mobilized and get working on it. Success in Iraq is essential. Sure, people are motivated on both sides by the war, but the only answer to that is to win to make sure that we prevail and we protect freedom, democracy, and integrity throughout the world.